But I saw Batman, dude. I saw Batman. I was gonna do it on my review mode in my what do you call it? On my Patreon shit, because I do that segment review mode on my Patreon. But yeah, man, I saw Batman. And guess what, dude? And this is a fact, it's the best Batman ever. It's the best Batman that's ever been, dude. Including all of them. Yay! Including all of them. Including all of them. Including all of them. So stop right there. Some people are pissed right now. Well, actually, you know, okay, that makes them laugh because The Dark Knight is the thing that set it up. And you know what? If it wasn't for The Dark Knight, a lot of these superhero movies wouldn't exist. But I'm going to stop you right there, you fucking dork. Because this one's the best one! Yay! Why? Because of everything. Because of everything except Catwoman. Because of everything. Let me tell you right now, if Catwoman is in a Batman movie, that's a mistake. Catwoman is the fucking worst superhero. You know why? What does she do? I'm waiting. What does she do? Hey, go ahead. Explain. Explain to me driving in your car or in your cubicle or on your jog. Take a hot second. Stop jogging, relax, and say out loud to me, because we're talking. This is a conversation. What does Catwoman do? I'm waiting. Go ahead. What'd she do? Backflips? What'd she do? Avoid fucking... What does she do? What does she ever do? What did that movie with fucking Halle Berry do? I'd rather go see that fucking stupid movie with Frances McDormand where she's just chilling outside that came out last year. It's so boring, dude. Catwoman is the most boring character there has ever been, except for every Frances McDormand character. Okay? Also, this is the thing that is awesome about this Batman. And you agree, dude. Okay? Here we go. This is the thing that's awesome about this Batman, is that Christopher Nolan, who's great, okay? Who's great? Yes, of course he makes confusing movies like Tenet. And yes, of course he makes crazy movies like Interstellar. Very confusing. Was it good? It was just a lot. If anybody says anything about Interstellar besides, wow, that movie was a lot, then they're bullshitting. You know what I mean? They're just bullshitting. Okay? But here's why Chris Nolan, okay, so he came out with the first Batman movie, which was, everyone was like, whoa, and it was after Christian Bale made The Machinist, and he was like 14 pounds, and now all of a sudden he's beefed up being Batman, and Christian Bale was a great Batman, I can't argue that, he's the first guy who kind of changed his voice, and you kind of were like, okay, I could see how people don't know this is Bruce Wayne, because he kind of seems like a fucking different person in this thing, he's talking differently, right? He's not being Michael Keaton or Adam West, where he's just like, hey, how's it going? And you're like, oh, you're just the guy. You're Bruce Wayne, right? But now, the fucking first one comes in, and the first movie that he made, which was Batman Begins, right? Which was cool. Okay, Batman Begins, fine. There was too much non-Batman shit in it. I thought, like, if you're gonna make a movie about Batman, make a movie where he's kicking ass immediately. I don't need to see, like, him in his study, what should I do? And then a bat flies through the window and he's like, huh, that would be a good... Like, I don't need to see all the origin. I don't need to see his parents die, like, when he was six. Start the ass kicking from jump. First scene should be just... And he's... And just knocking motherfuckers out. Do you know what I'm talking about? Dude, from jump, dude. Don't even start with the credits. I don't give a fuck who made it. Just from jump. Just fucking. Just flying from building to build. That kicking a guy with a mask. That's what we need. Immediately. Stopping crooks. All right? So Batman Begins, no thank you. Now Dark Knight, was it a cultural phenomenon? Yes, you could argue that. Did it pave the way for this realism in superhero movies that for some people, for some reason people gravitate towards, even though superheroes are fucking ridiculous? Yes, it did, okay? But
Now, would this new Batman exist if the other Chris Nolan movies, if they weren't made? I don't know, but I don't give a fuck, right? Like, people say Richard Pryor was the GOAT, okay? And now they say Dave Chappelle's the GOAT, and people say, well, did Richard Pryor pave the way for Dave Chappelle? Yeah, but I don't give a fuck. Dave Chappelle, if he's the GOAT, he's the GOAT. I don't give a fuck. I'm not that kind of guy where it's like, you got to pay homage to the other motherfuckers. Dude, everything sucks after 20 years anyway. You ever see fucking Laurel and Hardy? How hilarious is it, them trying to get that piano up those stairs? Okay. No disrespect, right? But my point is, I saw this new Batman, and they rooted it in reality, okay? I mean, the Riddler isn't even, like, laughing or doing Riddler shit. He's just completely in, like, an I know what you did last summer green kind of raincoat. So it's way different. But it was in this world where you bought. The cinematography was beautiful. Now, Robert Pattinson, who I'm a huge fan of, he's a little thin, right? And I'm like, this is going to be Vampire Batman. But it wasn't, though. He played an emo Batman, and they didn't really show him too much as Bruce Wayne, which was good, because I don't know if I necessarily buy him as this charismatic Bruce Wayne, but what the movie did was, tonally, they accepted it, and we accepted it. Tonally, they made him Batman, and he barely saw the light in the day, right? There's that one scene where where he's having a meeting, and he's just like this. Robert Pattinson doing that smart acting, just kind of like, but the sunlight, you know? He does this crazy, cool, subtle acting where he's just like, the sun. That's the kind of acting I do where I'm just like, the sunlight, you know? Because we both do smart acting. But so he was great. Batman was great. The guy nailed it. The cinematography was beautiful, which I don't even really give a fuck about. Make the story good. But all of the rules that they set up adhered to all of the rules that they set up. The only thing that happened that was kind of jerky was when he hit the nitro boost and the car fucking ramped up over the thing, and then the Penguin thought he had him, and then the fucking whole thing exploded, and then Batman came out victorious, which, you know, whatever. You got to have one of those things. But even when he pulled that fucking zip line, when he jumped off the building and pulled that zip line and was the Bat guy, you know, and fucking was flying, and even though he would have died doing that, I kind of bought it because it was like all clunky and shit. And here's why it's the best Batman, because my friends were like, it's not better than Dark Knight. So then I went back and I watched Dark Knight. Because that's what I do. Why? Because I have OCD. Why? Because I'm an addict. Why? Because once I have something in my head, I can't let it go. I watch one Batman. I don't watch one Batman. Oh, dude, picture me watching one Batman. I watch all of them. So I went directly home. I started watching The Dark Knight. And I'm not even going to tell you the new Batman isn't. It's not that the new Batman is better than The Dark Knight. I'm here to tell you that The Dark Knight is just good and watchable. And if you say it's great, you'll have a fucking very fierce argument on your hands if you're with me, okay? Because in the first scene, in the second scene, the first scene is the Joker thing, which is like, okay, it's rooted in realism, right? These are bank robbers trying to rob a bank. This isn't guys jumping off buildings and fucking shooting flames or webs out of their shit. Actually, that's even doable, I guess, but nobody's flying, right? And then Batman comes in after these mock Batman guys try to save the day with guns, and Batman comes in, grabs someone's gun on the end of the gun, and fucking bends the gun, dude. Is this rooted in realism or not? Dude, you can't have something adhering to the roots of realism, and then a fucking crook comes by with a rifle, and Batman goes, gunk. First of all, Sir Responsible, right? Get the guy. If this is real, he might shoot your fucking face off. So don't just grab the shit and bend it. Get the guy, right? You didn't do that. So then you go to bend the nozzle. So you go to bend the fucking nozzle. So what would happen right there? The guy would let go of the gun. Number one. Number two, the guy is 180 pounds. He would be fighting back. Also, you can't bend steel. So right at that moment, I'm out. You can't bend steel in the real world with your hand. So I'm out. And then I saw Batman guess where a car would be, jump down flights of fucking stairs, or levels of park lot, and just crash onto the fucking car and get the Scarecrow, and I'm out, dude. And then there's a scene where from Aaron Eckhart is Harvey Dent, and he, like, a guy pulls a gun on him in the fucking witness booth, and then he saves the day. He grabs the gun, and I'm like, what? Rooted in realism, dude? Fuck all that, man. The movie's just good. This new Batman reigns supreme. It's the best Batman, and fucking, yes, Christian Bale was a great Batman, but dude, this dude nailed it. Robert Pattinson nailed it. Catwoman, see you later. Never put Catwoman in any movie ever. She sucks, dude. The character sucks. And the actress did it fine, but everyone else nailed it, dude. Colin Farrell, where was he? Oh, he was in the movie? Where? Oh, he was the Penguin? Stop lying. That didn't look like him or sound like him. That's some fucking good acting, and I won't say masterful acting like my friend Dan did, because that's fucking pussy shit. Everyone always says stuff with the arts is masterful, but it's like you're really just fucking, you know, talk about other things that's masterful, like brain surgery, not art, because that's just... This review is devolving, but it's the best Batman, dude. I spent entirely too much time talking about this Batman, but it's so good.